I see mothers bury their sons. I want my mom to never feel that pain. I am confused and afraid. Those words were part of a poem written by 15-year-old Antoine Rose II. Last week, Rose was pulled over by police around 8:40 p.m. He and another person fled. He was unarmed. A police officer shot him 3 times in the back, killing him.
Why are they shooting? All they did was run, and they're shooting at them.
Police say they were investigating a drive-by shooting, and Rose's car matched a witness description of the vehicle. Since the shooting, there have been protests in Pittsburgh, with protesters shutting down a highway this weekend and people demanding answers from authorities. Chris Potter is with us, and he's the government and accountability editor with Pittsburgh's public radio station, WESA, and he's been at these protests. Chris, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
Some of our listeners may not have followed this as quickly as we have and as closely as we have. Can you give us a sense for what the reaction has been on the ground? We heard a little bit about these protests, but what's the overall case that people are looking at?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a reporter in this town for 25 years, and I have never seen protests like I have seen since Tuesday when Antoine Rose was shot and killed. There have been 4 successive nights of protests. They have lasted 4 hours. They have taken place in different areas all around the city. The most recent one was on Saturday night, and the protesters were in what's sort of euphemistically called an entertainment district, the south side of Pittsburgh, which is largely sort of a bar area where you see a lot of bros and bachelorettes on a usual Saturday night. They have gone everywhere. They have been disruptive. The protests have. They have stopped traffic. The Parkway East, which is the highway you referred to, is a major artery. It was blocked up for miles and for 4 or 5 hours on Thursday evening. They have been very disruptive. They have also been peaceful, very, very much so, as a matter of fact.
Can you give us a sense of who the officer is that's at the center of this as well?
Well, we don't know a heck of a lot at this point. He has spoken only to one reporter, to a local TV station. His name is Michael Rossfeld. He had been working in East Pittsburgh Borough, which is the community where this all happened, only for a few weeks. Prior to that, he had worked for a couple of other suburban police departments and for the police department at the University of Pittsburgh, which is located within the city itself. He left the University of Pittsburgh. There was reporting in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that he had arrested a few students at that university, including the son of a high-ranking administration official at the school. And when it was time to press charges, the DA's office basically found that what was in his report, his police report, was not supported by the evidence. He left shortly thereafter. He had served in a couple of other suburban departments and then just recently started at the East Pittsburgh Borough Police.
Tell us a little bit about the protesters themselves. What are they calling for? The resignation of this officer? Are they a diverse group themselves? Who is protesting?
Yeah, this is a very young group. It's a racially diverse group, black and white. A lot of them are new to protests, the ones that I've spoken to, but are very upset because this is not the first incident of this kind of its kind here in Pittsburgh. There have been multiple shootings under murky circumstances. What they're asking for is for the officer to be prosecuted. A lot of their focus is on our district attorney, Stephen Zappala, who they blame. He's been in office for about 20 years, and there have been calls previously for him to be more aggressive about prosecuting these cases. So there is a push for charges to be filed against the officer and also a threat that if that doesn't happen, Mr. Zappala is up for a re-election next year, and we'll see where that gets him.
Chris Potter, WESA, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.